You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is Hotel Mars, Episode N. I'm John Batchelor with David Livingston, Dr. Space of The Space Show, also of Hotel Mars, and we're visiting with Michael Hecht, who is a genuine leader to Hotel Mars. Hotel Mars is a construction in my imagination. I do not believe I'll reach the planet Mars. I'm not certain I'll see man and woman reach the planet Mars. But oxygen is the hook that we have. And Michael, as the principal investigator on the experiment MOXIE that is on board Perseverance right now in Jezero Crater, has given us to understand that making oxygen is something that's imaginable. The chemistry is very straightforward. You need power to do it, and you need scale to provide for human beings. However, Michael, I come to you on this puzzle. You have an unlimited budget now, and the question of producing oxygen for a 4- or 6-person mission is a challenge. That's frontier thinking. You know, first you have to get there and see how you can survive, not on the surface, probably under the surface. What I'm imagining is a Mars colony that uses lava tubes because they're hollowed out underneath. It would protect you from the dangers of the surface of Mars because the very thin atmosphere doesn't protect the way our atmosphere does. Are you at MIT, are you at JPL or NASA already working on that scale? And is that scale imaginable to fill a lava tube or a constrained space with oxygen on a continual basis so that we're manufacturing Earth-like conditions? Admittedly, the gravity is not anywhere close to what we have here on Earth. It'll change us. But maintaining an atmosphere that not only can make humans breathe, but also sustain plant life and agrarian life and growing things. Is that already on the drawing board, Michael?
It is absolutely on the drawing board, and let me give you an idea of how that will work. If we have, let's suppose we have 100 people in the lava tube, that's a really good start toward a sustained presence on Mars. That's a research station at least. Those 100 people, in terms of breathing and in terms of, you know, the things that they'll use in cooking and whatnot, will probably use 20 or 30 grams an hour of oxygen. So let's say 2 to 3 kilograms an hour to keep that whole lava tube community, you know, going and thriving. That's about the same amount that we're planning to make just to fill up a tank of oxygen for a rocket. So the lava tube is the easy part. We could do that if you gave me the budget that you offered.
Unlimited.
We could
unlimited.
Start that
your,
tomorrow.
Just write your own check.
Write our own check. We could start doing that tomorrow. I've always, you know, thought that doing a full-scale MOXIE is no harder than doing the one that we've done. It just is bigger and needs more power that we don't have on Mars. So, yes, we're ready to build that system, and you'd have one system maybe in the lava tube, and you'd have a much bigger one outside to just as a rocket fuel factory. And then we'd invest in the ability in robotic trucks and cars to drive up to the north where there's permafrost and ice, and to dig up ice and bring it back. So now we can use water and oxygen to do chemistry and make fuel and all sorts of things that we need. And I even love the idea of having, you mentioned MOXIE in a backpack, of having something like I think of the mini split units we put on our walls to do heating and cooling, and adding moxie to that. So we'll get warm air, cold air, and oxygen and carbon dioxide scrubbing all in one climate unit that we can put in our cars and our rovers and in our homes and in our gazebos.
David?
Does any of this lead toward and support terraforming, or is that a totally different topic and situation?
Terraforming on Mars or on Earth, for that matter, is a totally different situation. I constantly get asked about the Earth situation. Can't you use this to do something about climate change? And the answer is, you know, not really. This still takes a lot of energy. And the first thing we have to use for climate, learn for climate change, is how to produce lots of energy without carbon dioxide. Terraforming Mars is the same thing. The scale is just too big to imagine the energy source. So when people talk about terraforming on Mars, they're talking about things like, you know, darkening the polar cap so they'll absorb more light, you know, things that can leverage the existing solar input and the existing weather cycles on Mars to change the climate, just as unfortunately we're changing it on Earth.
You mentioned the extracting from the permafrost, a water source is necessary to sustain life. Can a machine get oxygen out of the water as well, not just the atmosphere, but the melted ice that we know is on the surface almost everywhere on Mars?
Well, that, of course, that's an experiment that many of us do, and maybe even junior high school, where you put a couple of wires in water and you see bubbles of hydrogen and bubbles of oxygen coming off. So, yes, once we have water, you could use that as an oxygen source. People usually talk, though, about using both water and carbon dioxide, again, like a tree, to at the same time make fuel and make oxygen together. And that might look a lot like moxie. Or it might be a different technology, but there is a version of moxie currently running. Our partners in Salt Lake City, who developed this little electrolysis unit, what we call the SOX here, the solid oxide electrolysis, who are using both water and carbon dioxide in a process they call co-electrolysis to make two products, one of which is oxygen.
Michael, this century, you imagine we can do this century, yes?
Now you're asking me political questions.
If we had the will and the budget,
we certainly could. When I first got involved in human exploration in technology for sending people to Mars, it was back in 1996, I think. And Dan Golden was the head of NASA at the time, and he said, 15 years,
okay. We'll
be ready to send people to Mars. It's still 15 years, but I do think the commitment is there now and that this is going to happen.
Michael Hecht, Associate Director, Haystack Observatory, MIT, Principal Investigator, MOXIE on board at Perseverance. David Livingston, Dr. Space of the Space Show, Hotel Mars episode, and I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.